This is Morning Edition from NPR on WGLT. Jen Brooks says her life was transformed during a history lesson while a student at Chittick's Junior High in Normal. She says at the conclusion of watching the series Roots, the teacher asked her thoughts on, quote, what our people did to your people. The now 31-year-old Bloomington Junior High teacher says it was the first time she truly felt black and othered, and it motivated her to become a language arts teacher and bring representation to the classroom. Brooks spoke with WGLT for our series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. She says that representation in practice means including books written by a diverse array of authors.
We've been reading like Huckleberry Finn and the same old things forever and ever. Like, we can teach the same idea using writings from people of color, right? So we need to give them voices in our classrooms. I try to reach out to my community members as much as possible. If I have a friend that is like really good at starting businesses, then I'll bring them in, talk to the kids, you know. I just want them to see themselves. Like, I just feel like for so long, people of color have been pushed to the background, you know, like, you can excel, but only so far. You can go here, but you can only go this far. You know, so I really would like to rewrite that narrative. Like, you can go as far as you want, and there's somebody that looks just like you who's done that.
I want to ask you something that the series co-producer, Darnisha Mitchell, when she learned I was going to talk with you, she wanted to ask this question.
Yeah.
She's wondering, first of all, what you think about Ebonics or the black vernacular. She says, nowadays people try to call it internet slang, but often in schools, black students are basically taught that it's not, quote, acceptable or proper language to speak. But it is embedded in black culture. She said she grew up using it, she still uses it, but she had a teacher who always corrected her and made her say, and her classmates say, things the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts as an English teacher?
My thoughts as an English teacher. And so I'm still learning about this myself, but I totally think that African American vernacular is a language. And I feel like our black kids are bilingual, period. Like, that's what I think about it. And so, you know, non-teacher Jen would say, don't code switch. Why are you doing that? You know, be your authentic self at all times. But curriculum may tell me that there is a right and wrong way to speak. And I would say to that, you have to let students know what type of English you're looking for in this moment, right? So if I am writing a paper, I'm going to expect that you write that using academic language, you know? So however that looks, that's what we're going for. If we're just having a conversation and you want to use Ebonics or talk to me like you talk at home, do that. I don't think that's wrong. You know, I'm not going to diminish your language, which is a huge part of you, and make you feel as if you're inadequate or you don't have the space here. We're not going to do that, not in my classroom, right? So I would say children who speak Ebonics are bilingual. If we need them to code switch to meet the standards of writing a narrative, then we'll write your narrative using academic language, and maybe we'll write another paper using Ebonics, you know? But I would never say, no, that's wrong, because it's not wrong. Like, that's how you talk. You know, that is embedded in African-American culture. It's in the novels we read. It's in the music that we listen to. That's not a wrong way to speak. It's just a culturally specific way of speaking.
You hinted at books and how maybe instead of Tom Sawyer or Huck Finn, you can use another book to teach the exact same thing. Do you have any recommendations on some of the books that you might want to use in your classroom?
Absolutely. So, of course, The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas is a really great book. Anything by Jason Reynolds is amazing. And it's not only written for black kids. Like, anyone can connect with these. My favorite book is called Long Way Down, and it is by Jason Reynolds. And it is a novel, but it's written in verse. So there are so many lessons that you can do as an English teacher from that. It's about a kid from the streets, and he watched his best friend, which is his brother, get murdered, right? And so in his neighborhood, the rules are never cry, never snitch, and always get revenge, right? And so as he is on an elevator going down to the first floor to get the revenge that he thought of getting, he's meeting people from the past at every floor who did get revenge and it didn't work out so well for them. So by the time he gets down, he has an awakening and he has it to make a decision. First of all, we have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and trying different things. We have been reading Huck Finn and To Kill a Mockingbird as far as literature goes, we are so beyond that, and we can be so inclusive if we want to be. You know, we have to be okay with doing something that's unsafe, and we have to be okay with getting a little bit of pushback. But as long as you can, like, justify it as it being, like, what's in the best interest for our children and how they see the world, you know, I think we should really look into doing those types of things.
Bloomington Junior High teacher Jen Brooks speaking with WGLT for our series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. A lot more of this conversation and all the stories in this series are available right now at WGLT.org.